Hi, this is the dictation for Corey Howell, Corey Howell, Corey Howell, date of service is 10/10/2024, date of birth 5/21/1977, date of accident is 1/6/2024. Corey Howell is here for a follow-up evaluation. Allegedly, he was involved as a pedestrian who was hit by a car on 1/6/2024, leading to fracture and displacement of various cervical disc and lumbar disc, for which he was operated with a cervical fusion involving C2 to C7 at the DMC hospital. In addition, patients suffered from various other traumas, including hemopneumothorax, pulmonary contusion, fracture of the second metacarpal on the left side, fracture of the right third rib, closed fracture of the transverse process of the LS spine, colles fracture on the radius of the left side. And the patient has continued to complain of pain in the left wrist and the right ribs, for which he has been given pain management and pain medications to help. And the date of accident is 1/6/2024. And he is also seeing various specialists like neurosurgery, Dr. Toh. He just saw him yesterday, who says that he has got a myelomalacia in the spinal, cervical spinal cord at the level of surgery that was done. C4 and C5 level, for which he had some symptoms, but the idea is to wait for it to resolve. And although the patient has improved significantly, he used to have a uncontrolled spasm of the right hand and numbness and tingling of various fingers, which are assumed to have come from the post-surgical event. And repeat MRI showed the myelomalacia, which is at C4, C5 level on the right side. Anyway, this is being handled by the neurosurgeon. The neurologist is handling the headache and the TBI issues, and he's also seeing a psychiatrist at Insight, where he's being treated for depression. In addition, he's seeing a neuropsych with the counseling at Triton and Heidi counseling, and pulmonary doctor is also seeing him. His primary care doctor is Bhupesh Sharma, who is also helping him. The patient reports that his pains are continuing in the neck and the right arm, off and on numbness and tingling, and their pains are 9 to 10. He doesn't report any pain in the middle back or lower back. He doesn't report any pain in the left wrist or hand as he used to earlier. No pain in the chest is reported. His only pain is left in the neck area, and for which we do not plan to do anything at this time, except refer him to the neurosurgery and keep an eye on him. The pain level is 9 to 10, and the ADLs are 10. The patient reports 0% relief in the pain at this time. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review and for additional issues, as well as for the substance abuse and for compliance history. In the physical examination, kindly mention blood pressure 173 over 100, pulse 60, temperature 96.4, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 9/26/2024, dictation number 1001-031. Except that no tenderness is noticed at the left wrist, and the range of motion of the left hand is completely normal, and all the findings of the left hand and wrist are negative. Right ribs are also non-tender. Range the breathing is pretty normal with normal breath sounds, and no tenderness or pain is complained of. In the lower back, please mention that there is a normal range of motions, which include the following. In the cervical spine, the forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10, and hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain: in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test was not done, Sotowall test was not done, myelopathy sign is absent. Thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test were negative, and in the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test was found negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Control lateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is negative, and Babinski sign is negative. And sacroiliac joint. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are slightly tender, with Faber test and constant test being positive, and distraction test, iliac compression test, and standing flexion test is negative. In the right upper extremity, there is no major spasm or tremor is noticed. The motor power is 4/5, grip is slightly poor, distal pulsations are normal, and reflexes are slightly hyperreactive. Other than that, no positive finding. No tenderness of the spine is noticed either. And diagnosis is the same plan is to continue physical therapy for the patient at lumbar spine. And the SI joint. The patient is advised to for disability of the work, housework, and transportation and case management. The maps and labs have been reviewed, and the patient is provided with the following medications, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 milligram a day for strong protection, Tylenol codeine number 4 for pain relief, 60 tablets, Wellbutrin XR 60 tablets 1-2 times a day, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety and panic, and Lyrica is provided for general pain relief, 200 milligram twice a day. The maps were reviewed, the labs were reviewed. We find that last three labs did not show the opiates, the pain medication. So patient has been removed from schedule 2 to schedule 3 medication for pain relief. We do believe that there is some pain because of various traumas the patient has. So we'll continue to give him Tylenol with codeine number 4. But it is schedule 3, so we believe that will be reasonable. Other than that, patient should continue seeing a neurologist, and he should continue seeing a neurosurgeon for their specialized treatment plans for these patients. Thank you. Regarding this MRIs, patient has been advised that we do not intend to do anything for his neck. At this time, we do not have any options at this time. For the lower back, for lumbar region, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 have a disc herniation, for which we have recommended treatment for LESI 4 more times. However, the patient is on blood thinner right now, and he'll be brought back once the blood thinner is not being taken. Thank you.